It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Keeping cool this summer means turning up the juice, but demanding juice and more juice strains not just the nation's electric power grid, it can also short-circuit your budget. You could retrofit your house with big-ticket items, things like solar panels or tankless hot water heaters, but producer Claire Schoen discovered it's the little stuff that really counts.
David Johnston is president of What's Working, a green building consulting firm. I met with him at a cafe not long ago to get some ideas about tackling skyrocketing energy bills.
I don't know if you're in stocks and bonds and got money in the bank at maybe 3% interest or 4% interest. You're looking at 20 or 30% return on your money by doing energy retrofits. It's the best investment you can make.
This caught the attention of the guy at the next table, who broke into our conversation to introduce himself as Daniel Marcus and told us a tale of woe about his own energy bill.
Typically, it runs around $60 to $80 and suddenly went up to $160, which I clenched my teeth and paid that. And then I got the real big surprise last month, which was $250, pretty detrimental to my pocketbook.
I decided to pay Daniel a visit at his home. He's single and lives in a small house in Berkeley, California, with his roommate, Sean.
I'm a recording artist. I'm putting together an album called Surrender right now. It's a roots rock meets nouveau techno album, and managed to hold down a day job to support my fledgling career.
My name's Sean Hodge. I'm a private guitar teacher and a musician.
The two of them took me on a tour of their house. It was a textbook illustration of America's love affair with electronic devices.
We're in the living room.
Typical living room with a TV and sound system. And
here's the kitchen over here. Electric stove, toaster oven, microwave, refrigerator with a freezer. This is my washer and dryer. They reside in my garage. Takes up a pretty good chunk of energy. I have no doubt about that. So this is my bedroom. Chargers for my phones and gadgets floating around. Alarm clock.
I have a printer. I have a heater. I have a little hot plate. Computer. A lamp. Overhead light.
Let's see, in the bathroom, electric shaver, hair trimmer.
Keep my little goatee a certain length.
Goat trimmer.
And then I have two amplifiers.
Our hot tub. It's a nice amenity. I really like it. And keep it at like 103, 104 degrees pretty consistently.
It's a fairly standard setup for an American house, well, except perhaps the hot tub, but mainly filled with the gadgets of our modern lifestyle that all add up. Then we moved on to Daniel's music room.
This is my recording studio. I have my recording system, computer, wide assortment of mics, keyboards, various instruments, plugins, amps, preamps, printer.
While most of us don't have a home recording studio, we all have our own unique energy needs that are emptying our pocketbooks. Daniel and Sean don't want to be shelling out big bucks for their energy usage, but they also don't want to be forced to change their lifestyle.
The little clocks and phone chargers, and I consider those pretty necessary in my life. They're not something that I really feel like I need to or want to give up.
Do they really need to give up their phone chargers? Daniel and Sean actually don't have a clue where their problem lies. It's just not something they think about.
I don't have time. So it's like, for me, every little thing is like, how do I make this go away really fast?
Daniel's focus is not on home improvements, but rather on his music. What's on his mind right now is whether he'll be able to interest a visiting producer in his band's cover song.
So what should we play here? Let's play Surrender. That one's a pretty tasty little nugget. I don't think Piero's heard that song.
Yeah, no, you guys have definitely achieved that with the whole thing. It's kind of very, it's folksy, but it doesn't whine.
Daniel's high-tech home studio makes it possible for him to be his own engineer and mix demos right here.
What I'd like to do is actually reroute your tone through a compressor and naturalize it a little bit. It'll warm up the tone a little bit. Yeah.
Besides, Daniel and Sean are not convinced that fixing up the house is going to save them enough money to make it worth taking time and effort away from their music.
There are a lot of smart people in this country, a lot of educated people about finances. And people would be doing more energy efficient things if it was cheaper. But it's not, I don't think. You know, I might as well just pay the extra high energy bills and keep using energy.
I decided to bring green building expert David Johnston into the picture. He offered to pay a visit to Daniel and Sean to assess their energy situation.
Hi there.
Daniel, good to see you. David Johnston.
David, nice to see you again.
So, what should we be looking at today?
Tell me what I can do to be more energy efficient in my house without having to sacrifice my gadgets or my high-tech lifestyle.
Well, you're an all-American guy.
This is my roommate, Sean.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, David,
nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I hear you're a toy junkie, too.
I am.
All right.
Just like most people, I think.
So let's do the low-hanging fruit, the stuff that's least expensive, that gives you a return in energy savings. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the front door, and let's just take a quick look at it.
Yeah, my front door looks a little drafty to me.
Anytime you have a penetration in the envelope of the building, there's an opportunity for air to get through. If you look right by the deadbolt there, mm-hmm. what do you see?
I see daylight.
Air will gallop through there like wild horses.
Wild horses.
So we can see right here, you can see this old weather stripping. It's been here for 50 years. And simply, even a musician can do this.
Oh, even a musician. We're not handy at all.
You get sticky-backed foam that comes in a roll.
Okay.
And you just wash this surface down real well. Mm-hmm. Fits right on that strip. Mm-hmm. And so when the door closes, it crushes the foam. Mm-hmm. So that's costing you maybe 50 cents a day.
That'll add up after a while.
It's significant.
And then there's the hot tub.
So can we open the top on your hot tub?
Please.
Hot tubs are one of God's gifts to humankind, as far as I'm concerned.
Amen.
Especially depending on how often you entertain your vocalists out here.
I haven't talked my vocalist into my hot tub yet.
I can feel right now with my hand 6 inches above the water, the heat radiating from the surface of the water. Can you feel that?
Absolutely.
So one more layer of insulation, a foam that's cut out to fit the contour of the sides and just lays on the top of the water.
Another quick fix. Back inside, David took a look up in the attic.
Where's your furnace?
Up in the attic, probably. We think so. Some large device that whirs from time to time is up above.
We'll pop it and we'll take a peek up in the attic. Some insulation up here. Kind of spotty. There's some here, there's some there. I see holes every place. You're just throwing money right out through the attic.
The heating thing is still somewhat of a mystery to me.
What I would do is use bags of what's called dry cellulose.
Dry cellulose.
Do it yourself. You don't have to pay anybody. So this is where an afternoon with a rake and a couple of buddies and just bring as many bags of cellulose as you can get up here and could literally save yourself a quarter of your energy bill every year just by putting more gray stuff up there. And it's really inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. A few $100 and you can do the whole.
It's in the hundreds, not the thousands of dollars.
That's a good thing.
So it's going to serve you immensely.
Keep it cooler as well?
Oh, absolutely. Much cooler.
Cooler and hotter. So it's a win-win on both seasons.
Then David turned his attention to Daniel's home recording studio.
All right. Let's look at the toy room.
Here is the music studio.
Well, it's quite a setup with your mixer and your computers and speakers and piano, and that's a lot in one place. Mm-hmm. So when everything's fired up, it's probably really sucking a lot of juice.
In fact, all this equipment is sucking juice even when it's not fired up.
A lot of equipment, TVs, stereos, computers, even though they say they're off, they're still drawing power. And that parasitic power is typically invisible to us, but it's still spinning the meter. And it's like having a hole in your bucket, it all adds up.
And I think when you say parasitic mode, you're referring to
instant on. We want to turn on our computer, we want to be ready to log on instantaneously, we turn on our TV, we want a picture instantly, and we're talking about, you know, 5 seconds differential.
Right.
So the way you address that issue, you have an on-off switch on a power strip. Mm-hmm. And so when you leave the room, just hit the off switch on the power strip, and that absolutely kills everything. They do add up.
Yeah.
It's like walking down the street and dropping dollar bills. Mm. And we wouldn't do that. We'd probably pick up a dollar bill if we saw it.
After meeting with David, Daniel decided to pick up a few of those dollar bills, starting with the attic insulation.
I'm definitely interested in putting in the dry cellulose. It doesn't sound like fun work, especially up in a dusty attic, but if it'll save me a little money and keep my place warmer and more comfortable, and then cooler and more comfortable in the hot months, then put down the guitar for a few hours and get out and do some grunty work. It's totally worth it.
Miguel, please come insulation. Miguel, insulation.
Daniel located the insulation at a big box hardware store not too far away.
So hopefully this will be simple and easy, and well, I guess we're about to find out. Hello. Got a question for you. So I need some insulation, which is dry cellulose.
This is the dry cellulose right here.
I could just use a rake and just like beat on it.
Yeah, you can do it.
It'll come apart.
Sure.
So I'll just grab a couple bags and give it a try.
You have a cart?
All right, so I'm hitting the touch screen. I'm selecting English.
Insert cash for select payment type.
Service with a smile, but no smile.
Please take your change. Cash is
Daniel picked up the band's bass guitarist, Alan Stonebreaker, on the way home.
We're gonna be spreading dry cellulose around my attic.
Okay.
But as a reward, I'll let you jump in the hot tub.
Well, now you're talking.
We have gloves. We have masks. Drag this stuff up the ladder. Okay, so I'm up here in the attic with my rake and my little flashlight. And I've noticed that right here in the middle of the house, there is almost no insulation whatsoever. So I guess I just sort of chuck this stuff out there, huh? And just trying to spread it around. It's a little like playing in the sandbox as a little kid, but it's hotter and dustier and not as much fun. So Alan,
yeah.
When you joined the band, did you know that you were gonna get to do really fun stuff like this?
I had no idea.
Woo, this is some work.
Yeah, it's like stuff you do in the military, like all that crawling under stuff and...
All right. Becoming more intimately familiar with my furnace than I ever thought I'd be.
So are most Americans actually going to tackle something like this? With the demand for electricity breaking records, David Johnston thinks that we better.
2 years from now, energy's going to be twice as expensive as it is today. That's going to get somebody's attention. But you want to be doing this now, because the longer you wait, that's just money that's thrown out literally out the windows.
This isn't something that I would have thought to have done if I hadn't met you guys randomly in a cafe. So maybe a lot of people wouldn't think about or wouldn't know where to engage somebody with that expertise.
Daniel was able to get advice from David, who also works with a nonprofit called Build It Green. Brian Gitt is executive director of Build It Green, but he says you don't have to live in Berkeley to get free advice on energy savings.
There are programs like ours all across the country, over 50 regional programs on the ground today that are doing very similar work to Build It Green. In the Midwest, you have them in the South. Atlanta, Georgia has had a really amazing program for over 20 years. This is really a national trend.
Daniel has taken the first step toward retrofitting his house. Time will tell how much it will affect his bottom line. But there are national figures, and they're promising.
According to the Department of Energy, simple, low-cost measures such as weatherization, which is, in essence, just filling all those little cracks and holes around your windows, around your doors, and then adding attic insulation, can save, on average, about 30% on your home's energy bill.
There are all sorts of other energy-saving solutions homeowners can employ. For instance, replacing a 10-year-old fridge with a new Energy Star model can save between $500 and $1,000 over the life of the machine. Plus, there are all those parasitic appliances David was talking about.
A study coming out of Cornell University said that we're spending $3 billion per year just on parasitic power. That's when the machine or the appliance is off. The average homeowner could save $200 per year by reducing this type of electricity consumption.
So imagine how much surge protectors could save someone like Daniel. Maybe he could even afford his hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Relaxing.
We stay in here till we're wrinkled, right?
After my fingers go into a complete prune state, I have a really good sensitivity to the strings. Some might say that's actually the key to our music.
It's time to play some music.
Is it time?
For Living on Earth, this is Claire Schoen in Berkeley, California.